Child, Forum for African Women Educationalist, FOR, has commemorated the Day of the African Child to realize the rights of the African child towards access to education in the country. FOR, through the Ministry of Labour and Social Protection, has maintained that the Children's Service Act was established for every child to have a right to free and compulsory education. Ministry of Labour and Social Protection, Deputy Director of Children's Services Shem Nayakutu said that other basic rights of a child are included in the Act so as to create an enabling environment for access to education, and it gives the state obligation concerning the well-being of children in accordance with the general rule of international law and treaties. He noted that the legislation is non-discriminatory as far as age, gender, origin, disability are concerned. In a speech read on her behalf by the Ministry of Labour and Social Protection, State Department of Social Protection and Citizenship, Secretary for Children's Services Sydney Achia, the Deputy Director said that the commemoration day gives an opportunity to celebrate the realisation of the rights of the African child in line with the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. Nayakutu noted that the commemoration remembers the bloody massacre meted on children 48 years ago in South Africa, where hundreds of children, who protested the introduction of Afrikaans as medium of learning, were massacred in 1976, starting the 16th of June for 3 days. The medium of learning, according to Nayakutu, was construed to be a language of oppressors towards the majority black population, adding that its change meant that the black students were to focus more on learning the language than the subject material taught in schools. The revolt was led by the children themselves and was out of their desire to have an education which was to be of benefit to them in the long run for universal education, aptly known as Education for All, he established. Nayakutu cited the children's selfless effort that was made and continues to have is not only for South Africa but the continent as a whole and diaspora all over the world, and that the Organization of African Union, OAU, in 1991, now African Union, O, has recognized the date as the Day of the African Child for its member states. Forum for African Women Educationalist Kenya Board, Secretary General Dr. Mary Goretti, speaking during the Day of the African Child Commemoration 2024 held at St. John's Korogocho, Nairobi on Friday, June 6, 2024. The O coordinates the events marking the day by assigning a theme that is relevant to the needs of the African child, with the goal of obtaining solutions to the concerns raised around the theme, explained Nayakutu, stressing that the union based in Addis Ababa has targeted the educational aspect of children and has emphasized that education for all, time is now. Theme. Further, the deputy director mentioned that the theme will give an opportunity to reflect on the status of education in various countries and beyond, in realizing the goal since children make up the biggest segment of the populace. Nayakutu announced that the Directorate of Children's Service works hand in hand with both state and non-state actors to deliver its mandate of protecting and safeguarding the rights and welfare of the child. The Directorate of Children's Services acknowledges the good relationship with private sector and partners as an enabler in child protection endeavors and looks forward to strengthening the systems to realize the well-intended theme of this year, he remarked. Speaking at the event, FOR Secretary General, SG, Dr. Mary Goretti disclosed that FOR is located in 34 countries, Kenya being one of them, where it also champions for gender equality, equity and education. The SG pointed out that believing is key to social change, and despite challenges, many children, especially girls, are still facing barriers including poverty, cultural practices and gender-based violence, among others, yet there is still hope in the resilience and community support. We must commit to inclusive education that addresses social-cultural barriers and fosters an environment for holistic development for the children, urged Dr. Goretti. Dr. Goretti highlighted that four programs such as Imarisha Imsikana are in 160 schools in Kenya spread across 20 counties and was implemented in partnership with MasterCard Foundation to empower girls through different initiatives such as TUSEME clubs, community engagement, media training, policy review and implementation in the country and beyond Africa. She called on parents and all congregants to nurture, protect and empower the African child, since investing in children is investing in Africa's future.